Portland, Oregon, to share with us some incredible information about not only the product, the service, but the opportunity that we have. We've been talking about this gentleman for an entire month now. You guys know the story. This gentleman, from start, his first day in the business, 8 months later or so, he had his $100,000 ring. It's a six-figure income in a very, very short period of time. Added 2,000 people into his organization just that first year alone. Another 6,000 the second year. That's pretty amazing, since most of you in the room can't even say his name. So would you all give it up for Mr. Keo Kampilabam?
Good morning. How's everybody doing? Wow, wow. First of all, I want to, it's so such an honor to be up here and be invited to be up here in training. I want to thank, you know, your leadership, Mr. Hall, and so many great people here. And Mike's been taking good care of me, driving around. And we get for the first time yesterday, I got to shoot a gun. Can you believe that? First time, I was like, no, it was fun. I want to thank you for the warm hospitality. I mean, great, great people here, your leadership. You are very lucky to have such great leadership in this marketplace here. So so thank you all the leadership for having me out here and share my story. For the next few hours or so, I'm going to be talking to you. You know, I'm in the, actually for the presentation, it might be like the next 50 minutes or so. I'm going to share with you a story that changed my life. A story that 4 years ago was introduced to me. I used to own a mortgage company. I was working from 9 in the morning to 9 at night, running my mortgage company. And in January 30th, 2008, this company came in my office and did a presentation, the same exact one I'm about to show you right now, and totally changed the direction of my life. Pretty much saved my financial life, because I was in the mortgage industry back then, and the mortgage was kind of going down. You know, we have a great year, but the mortgage was going down, and I was in a position where I was sitting there like, what am I going to do? And lucky enough, somebody came to my office and started showing about what I'm about to show you, and I was like, wow, that's a no-brainer. Maybe I should tell more people about this. And when they told me, you can also get paid by showing people this, go, really? How do I get in? for me, it's the first time that I saw something that, even though there was nothing, no money, no monetary value attached to it, I was like, I'm going to tell people about it anyway. And that's like the first time, like, I feel like, you know, what I talk about, it touched my heart. And I'm going to show a little bit here. And what we do, actually, in this picture right here, is kind of say it all for me. It kind of sums up why I'm here, why it's about this company. It's a picture of a family right here. I have two kids myself. I can relate to that. And they're just sitting there. And what we do, we go out there. And you see, the shield right on the top. I feel like what I do, I go out there. I go out there and put a shield over family, like a protection over family, so these family can go out there and live a worry-free, problem-free, every day, every night, now and forever. That's how I feel, and it feels so good to be able to go out there and protect a family like that. So let's get into what we do. I don't know you ever, Mr. Sonsifer, a founder of our company back then, came to our marketplace, this is like when I started. And one thing he said, that without justice, there is no freedom. And I came from a country where there's not much of that justice, not much freedom. And when I saw this, and in order for us to access our, in this country, in order for us to access our, the justice system, you have to have what? You have to have money. That's why, because attorneys, the only one to know our rights. They went to school, they studied to come out, and charge $200-$400 an hour for people to access their own right. So many people are like, oh, I don't have that kind of money. We go out to work, what kind of money? And so they never know their rights, and when they don't know their rights, you know, their freedom is almost like you have no freedom. And as the legal system getting more expensive, and it just become more exclusive to just the wealthy people, right? The wealthy people taught their kids that, hey, before you make any decision, before you sign any contract, talk to our family attorney first. But the average American out there, before, you know, say, hey, that guy in the suit and tie right there, before, you know, that's an attorney, don't talk to him because he's too expensive. You come to me and we'll solve the problem together. You know, and that's what you've been teaching, you know, and so there's balance in the justice system. So what happened, our company 40 years ago came in, and we're going to go, you know what, that's not right. It can't just be just for the rich people. How about we make it for just the average American too? How about we have a plan where we can come in here and just let the average American have a monthly fee, so now we can have the same right as the rich people do? Don't you think that's a noble thing to do? Don't you think that's a feel good that, you know what, now we're going to bring the just, we can level the playing field. And that's what we do. And that's why I feel so good about it. Now, many times before I started with this company, I have to sign contracts when doing business. And sometimes I wish I have an attorney to be able to look over this paper. But since I don't, and I really don't want to pay $200-$300 an hour for the attorney, so you end up like sign it anyway without knowing your rights, right? Many times where you have to been overcharged for repair or overcharged for something, and you feel like, can they really do that to me? And you sit there and wondering, can you really do that to me? And well, maybe should I call somebody or do I need to talk to somebody? And you think, oh wait a minute, I don't have $400-$500 to pay for an attorney. You know, maybe I'll let it go this time. They can do it to me this time, but next time I'll get them. And that's all you say, right? Next time I'll get them. But then next time become a next time because there's nobody there to protect you. Receive a traffic ticket. People think that's a financial issue. You get most of the time, what do? To receive a $150, $135 traffic ticket, you're not going to go and hire a 200-hour attorney to fix your ticket because that doesn't make any sense. So what do? Admit guilt, pay them the fee. And that's what we've all been doing. But the rich people don't think that way. They go, you know what, it doesn't matter. The point is, I don't want to go to my record, raise up my insurance. I'm going to call an attorney, try to fight this thing. Why they can do that? Because they have money, right? So, victim identity theft. And that's point one of the reasons why I sat down and listened. I was doing a loan for this lady, and she has an identity theft problem, and I kept her. She's been dealing with it for a year and a half. I couldn't help her. I feel like, and that's why when they talk about ID theft, well, let me just listen into this presentation. And then that's how I was introduced to this company. So once you become a Legal Shield member, and here's our members, they've been calling. These are the area we've been talked about and people are calling into, like real estate issues. We saw a lot of real estate issues. People have their whole house foreclosed on, or they just want to know if they buy a house, refinance a house, just be able to pick up the phone and talk with an attorney about it. We don't have to worry about cars, consumer, collectors. And now they are very aggressive, right? The collectors are calling, aggressive. And I feel like, can they really do? I feel like I'm being violated. But there's laws and rules. They can do certain things. We can do certain things. And they cannot cross that line. And if they cross the line, they're breaking the law. They're breaking your rights. But do you know your rights? You know, and also, now let's go into the plan here, and this is what I'm passionate about. As a Legal Shield member, you can now pick up the phone and talk with an attorney. This is how I see it. Mark, right? Mark here is, I'm some average American. Mark here is a real estate attorney. You probably go to school, 8 years? Spend probably $100,000 for education, right? And you go out there practice law, and maybe you practice law for 10 years, or maybe even 20 years, and you are the best what you do. And you probably charge, $200,000-$300 an hour, or maybe more, because you're the best, you charge more. And after all that school, and I'm just a regular guy, I come up to you and say, hey, Mark, I have some, I'm going to buy, let's say you're a real estate attorney, for example. And I'm going to buy this property here. I just need somebody to look over because I don't know anything about real estate issue, right? But I was be able to, here, can you kind of look at this contract for me? And Mark, at $300 an hour, he started looking at the contract and combing through the contract. Now I have Mark working for me. And then Gabby here is a tax attorney. I have some tax issue. And Gabby, you're the best of the best. And you went to school 10 years and studied nothing but just tax code all day long, tax code. And you were like the best of the best in the law firm. And I come up to you, now I have some tax issue. Can you help me some big tax issue? And you, I know you charge $200 an hour, and you're going to work. So I got Mark working for me. I got Gabby working for me at the same time. Okay? Even if I use them 1 hour, let's say they charge $200 an hour. If you just use them for an hour, how much is that cost me? $400, right? Now, let's say if I want to adopt, me and my wife want to adopt a kid, you know, and I want to know all the laws and regulations. And your name, please? And Liz here is a family attorney. Again, top, the best of the best, what you do. I'm going to have to, hey, can you find out these rules and regulations about adoption? And you charge $300 an hour. And now I got three attorneys working for me at $200 an hour. That's $600 already, right? Now, if you look at that right here, it's called unlimited issue. So if I have a patent situation and next to, what's that? Travis. And Travis here is patent attorney. And he know everything you need to know about patent. And he's like a corporate attorney. He's like $200, maybe $500 an hour. And I call him up and say, hey, can you do... So now I got three attorneys working for me at $200 an hour. It's just the four of you. That's like $800 for just 1 hour. And maybe I have some collectors been after me. And Mr. Hall here is the best, like, consumer protection. And he's the best of the best. Nobody mess with him. And I come to him and go, I need help. Can you review this document? Now I have five attorneys working for me. Now think about this. That's unlimited. Unlimited. So I have five top-notch attorneys for me. And I can have, let's say you are my attorney right here. And all you practice law in different areas. Just 1 hour alone of your time. How much do you think that's going to cost? Okay, just one section alone. I can't, let's say you go, that's like $1,000 right there, right? I don't know how many hours it's going to take, but I don't have that $1,000. What if I tell you I can write a check for you every month, and here's $35.95, and you guys can spend it any way you like. I know between the five of you here, that's for the whole month, and I can use you unlimited. And, I can't, you can split it. And if I need to use the rest of you right here for different issues, could be litigation, could be child support, whatever, and you guys can all work, but you have to split out that $35.95 with all of you guys. Would you see a value in that? For me, I look at that, just that one section alone is worth it's worth thousands of dollars, but yet, here's $35.95. That's it. I can stop right there. If I can stop right there, I can go out and market this plan just for that alone. Because why? I'm going to sit here. You guys do what you do best, but I just pick up the phone. I can access to your knowledge and how much knowledge worth. So, and that's exactly what I saw. That it's a no-brainer. 15 minutes into presentation, I go, that's a no-brainer for me. So, and then good thing is that it also covered my wife, too. So the second role, you guys are going to have to deal with my wife's situation. I don't know what kind of situation you have. And then I cannot pay you more than $35. After this guy split whatever level, you guys split in the back row. Okay, so now the next one. So, and here's the real reason about in 2004, I had to use an attorney. And this is where I come in. A letter from an attorney is so powerful. I understand that, okay? And a letter for me, it doesn't do any good. So that's why I typed a letter in 2004 while I was owning a mortgage company. And I feel like, if I send this letter to this person, I know they're not going to take it seriously because it's a letter for me. So I typed a letter, like one page long, page and a half letter long. And I got to find an attorney. I want the best. I open a phone book and look at the biggest ad. I go, I need the best attorney out there. So I found the biggest one in Portland, Oregon. I went downtown. I wrote a checkbook with me. I went downtown and talked to him. I need you. I typed out this letter. I need you to put on your letterhead. No problem. I talked with him for a little bit. I came back to my office. They called back about 8 times, verified the story. Remember, a letter I type up. Send this letter. If they send back the letter, and I looked at it, I go, this makes sense. Well, great. Sounds so good. All my wording, but they put some some attorney wording on that. I go, that's great. This will take care of it. And send it to that person. It did take care of it. And guess what? The bill came after that. And, you know, it took care of my problem. The best thing is that I was relieved. I don't care what it is, right? It's probably $200. I'll pay for them. And this is the actual bill I picked up in 2004. This is the bill. This is, you know how much that cost me? $2,695. I almost fell out of my chair. I go, what did you do for $2,000? They charged me for a message to leave. You know, to leave a message for my secretary. They charged me for that. They charged me for every little thing. $2,000 for a letter I typed up to defend my own right, to buy my own right. Can you buy? To buy your own right. That's right. Just in America, it's not black and white. It's color. It's green. What if I didn't have that $2,600? That's why people don't call an attorney, because why? They don't have $2,600 laying in their bank account. So sometimes it's easier to get taken advantage of. Because why? Because it costs money. And I told myself I would never use an attorney ever again. But when they came into my office, January 30th, 2008, when I saw that, I limit one letter per subject on unlimited subject, can that be right? Even if it's not right, I'll sign up just in case it's right. And I test it out after that. Once I sign up for the service, I test it out. I go, well, you know, some guy was using my company logo with my mortgage company back then that I was not approved of. I go, hey, this got to stop. So I call up, and I remember, hey, I have this membership with LegalShield. I mean, I must use them. So I call them up, hey, can you type a letter? You know, this is what's happening. Can you type a letter for me? And they did. They shut out this letter for me. And they, you know, the wording is great, right? Cease and desist, right? The business, you know, and it took care of my problem for me from LegalShield. And you know how much this letter cost me? Nothing. It's part of my membership. $35.95. I will pay $35.95 for the consultation alone I talked about, but I would definitely pay $35.95 just for the letter alone, because one letter would have paid for almost 6-7 years of my membership. And this is the best of them all. This is why I'm doing. This is why I feel so good about what we do. Tristy and David, this is one of my associates who signed them up. Tristy and David, they've been, you know, she was paralyzed. She was have a stroke, I think, paralyzed from the side, and she couldn't walk anymore. And she was filed for disability, and this, you know, right? And they keep fighting, they keep denying her, they keep fighting, and fighting. For 3 years later, they keep fighting, and they lost their job, they couldn't, you know. After 3 years of fighting, Tristy passed away from the complication from the stroke. And David continued to fight for another year. Continued to fight on his own with this disability, you know. They know what is deserved coming to them. And after, you know, the following day, our associate run into David, and David signed up for the membership. And 3 days later, now 5 days, the attorney shot out a letter to this company. And 3 days later, David received a check for $21,000. After 4 years of fighting, one letter from an attorney took care of that. $21,000 goes to them. He shared a story, wrote the letter, you know. Can you believe that? 8 days after Royal Rumble and $21,000, where you cannot do it in 4 years. That's why I believe in this company. That's why I love what I do. That's why I go out there to put a shield over family. Every family out there, I put a shield over them, and I get paid doing it. That's two part right there. I mean, I can go on to the contract and documents. I haven't reviewed all kind of documents. I signed a lease contract, I haven't reviewed. I signed a copy machine contract, I haven't reviewed. My friend gave me a trial voucher for free, I haven't reviewed. Why? Because I can't. Somebody gave me a voucher, hey, here's a trip to somewhere, and then it's all free. I go, is that right? I kind of question it. Instead of me go on Google it and take a couple hours to find about the company, I'll have my time to look at it. Why? Because I can't. I send it over to them, they review it, they say, It's legit. Everything's great. You just have to pay $50. Now I feel like, oh, that's a peace of mind. Now that's what I'm talking about. I can get guys who went to school for 10 years, spend $100,000 to review my document for me. I don't care how trivial it is. I don't care how traumatic it is. They can look at that. Prepare a will. A will is so important. My in-law was sick, and he was living with us, me and my wife, at home. And for 4 years, he was taking care of him. And every time we eat at the dinner table, and he would say, if I cannot breathe on my own anymore, I want you to go ahead and unplug me. And we talked about it for 4 years. And we just talked about it. We keep reminding us, right? And when the time comes, my father-in-law was sick, and we were in the hospital for 10 days, and the doctor said, you got to make a decision. This is what my parents, my dad always told me. My wife was talking to the doctor. My dad, always, if he cannot breathe, he want to pull. I mean, we agree. We all know that, right? But my brother-in-law, who was not there, that's my dad too. You can't unplug him. But this is what my wife said. This is what dad wants. No, where is it? Is it in paper? Or the point is now my wife and my brother-in-law are fighting because there's no will in place back then. And just imagine that didn't have to happen. I mean, there's no right or wrong answer. If they do it, they're always gonna blame her. Or if not, then it's not fun. But if you can do that, then the reason people don't do a will is what? $500 to $1,000. They don't want to do it. But what if we tell you that just that loan is $500, and if your husband and wife do it, it's $1,000 value for $35.95, and you can get $1,000 value right away. You just go out there, just that loan, you can get the membership all day long. Just that loan right there. And let me show you one more. The traffic thing. I told you about the traffic ticket thing, right? I drive up to Seattle quite a bit from Portland. It's about 2.5 hours. And 2 a.m. in the morning, get traffic coming back home from Seattle. I got to pull over and give me a speeding ticket. 70 mile an hour over 60 zone. $150 ticket. And I was so tired. They just gave me the ticket. I went back home. In the morning, I faxed my ticket into a law firm in Portland, Oregon. Since, in Portland, Oregon, since they don't practice law in Washington, I have, they forward to an attorney in Washington. They went to court on my behalf. 2.5 hours, if I were to drive up there, it would 2.5 hours. Gas alone would have cost me $100. And then to waste my time the whole day out there, coming back. But the attorney went out on my behalf. Our attorney in Washington went out on my behalf, went to court in suit and tie, fought the ticket for me, and negotiated with them. And this is my actual ticket. They went out there, and they said that there was, I was successfully have the ticket deferred, and therefore the infraction will not appear on your driving record, or it will affect insurance bill. I mean, $35, I'll pay for that alone. And the cops is making a bad mistake because they keep giving me tickets. I got another ticket the other day in Seattle. I wouldn't, but that's another story. So they're gonna go to court for me on the behalf on that one too. So it's okay. I am a legal show. Is that worth $35.95? Just imagine if you don't have that, and you're going on record, how much your insurance bill gonna go up? I would at least $50. And you want to pay $35 or you pay $50 every month on your insurance. Let me tell you one more story. We have the IRS. If you ever get audited by IRS, trial defense, you get hours. And the big ticket item, you get 25% discount on like bankruptcy, divorce, adopt a child, whatever, to sue somebody. But I want to talk about this 24-hour access. This is important right here. The rich people have their attorney, but they buy a membership for this part right here. I want to tell you a story. I was sitting in my office, but it was like 6:30 or 7 o'clock p.m. at night. I mean, everybody's closed, everybody's done. I got two guys walking in my office, big buff guy with a just t-shirt and ripped jeans, walk in with a tattoo on his arm, and walk in. One guy was in a suit, one guy, and just walk in. I was sitting in my desk, I look up, and he was right there in my face. I go, throw two files on a vanilla folder on my desk. I go, you need to see these two files right here. And pull a batch. It was the DEA, Drug Enforcement Agency. And I go, my heart was just sank at that point. I go, wow, what's going on here? well, we need to see this 2,000. And I go, you know, at that moment right there, you don't, you know, if you haven't done that, and I don't break the law, but you know what flashed through my mind? So, oh my gosh, I built this company up for since 2002, and all of a sudden somebody's going to just wipe me out by, you know, that's what's going through my head. I can be wiped out. My company can wipe out because they can take away my license. And I was panicking. I was like, my mind go, I will come, whatever you want, I'll give to you, right? But at that point, I was thinking in the back of my mind too, well, what right do I have here at this point? That was going through my mind. I look at the time, it's like 7 p.m. There's no lawyers out there right now at this point in the office. I cannot just pull out a lawyer from a phone book. And I remember, my goodness, I have legal shield, and they told me I can access 24/7 in case of emergency. And I did. I pick up the phone. I go, sir, I need to talk to my attorney. I go, okay, whatever. And I told him this, what's happened, and they said, just calm down. Well, let's find out what's going on. Let's find out what your rights are. First of all, you know, do they have a subpoena to see this file? Well, I didn't think about asking them that. So, you know, I put the phone down. My attorney, I said that, you know, do you have a subpoena to see this file? Because I want to protect, you know, whatever it is, my clients too. And so they said, no. I told my attorney, and the attorney said, you know what? Why don't you tell them to come back when they have a subpoena? Then you can show them that file. And that's what I did. I told them, come back when you have that file. And they left. You know? For me, it has nothing, money or anything like that, but it's a peace of mind. I got to be able to access to that when I need both. And when you cannot think straight, when your kid's in trouble, or maybe, you know, in the wrong place at the wrong time, at night time, and that's when you have a peace of mind that, you know what, you can find out what your rights are. For me, it's worth $35.05. It's worth thousands of dollars. It's worth a couple thousand dollars. That's why I'm in Legal Shield. That's why I go out there and share this with everybody I see, everybody I know. So, now shift gears a little bit. On top of that, identity theft right now, I don't have to tell you so much about identity theft. It is the biggest crime, it's the fastest growing crime in the world. And it's 11 years in a row now, identity theft is being a problem. It's the number one consumer complaint for 11 years. Well, people are stealing people's social security number. They go out there and work on their behalf. People are stealing people's medical files to go out there and file claims, you know, to access to the insurance benefits. In fact, I was on the news. I found out that there was a couple who was working at a medical clinic, for like, you know, maybe just a little bit over minimum wage, you know. But what they do is that they steal information, a client information, and sell that to the mob. And those guys, you could walk away with $7-8 million just selling those identities. It's very lucrative crime. It's going on, it's widespread. People are, you know, working on other people's behalf. And then especially your identity, like the lady I was doing loan for, I couldn't do in a year and a half, couldn't buy a house, couldn't buy a car because somebody stole her identity and went out there and did some crazy stuff, and she couldn't get a loan. Couldn't refinance a house, couldn't buy a house, couldn't do anything. And if that happened to you, what would you do? How would you go out there, and who would you contact at the medical bureau? Who would you contact at Social Security? I was a mortgage professional. I couldn't even help her. I don't even know what to tell her. And she's been dealing with this nightmare for a year and a half. What if it was your mom? What if it was you? What if your grandma's happened to? What are you going to do? And that's why I have the number one risk management company. Crawl back to America, push our company and say, hey, you need to be identity theft is on the rise. You need to look at this. And we said, no, you don't understand. This is a crime, it's growing, and we need to partner up, because every time they found out that, Crow found out that when they have identity stolen and they try to fix this, they always need an attorney to go along with them. That's why it's such a perfect match to come in. So what Crow does is that, you know, they go out there and monitor monitor your credit, monitor, you know, nothing funny going on. If there is something going on, they will send out email, alert, let you know. Right? And if something were to happen, they will go in there and restore it. Not go out there and, hey, you know, here's what happened, go out and take care of this yourself. No, we can restore it to where your original status. And that's what we do. And that's part of the $35.95. And there's nothing out there compared to our product. So for you get Lee Kuhsiong, you have Crow coming together and provide these amazing services. You know, and Crow Inc. and their clientele is a Fortune 500 clientele. I mean, just amazing stuff. All right, like I said, $35 fashion. You guys see value in that? Yeah. I think your family deserve it. Yeah, me, I'm an entrepreneur. For my whole life, I'm always searching for different business to do, or always searching for value, right? And here's my biggest plan of making money, okay? I go, man, if I can ask $1 from one person, I would get a dollar, right? If I can ask $1 and somebody give me a dollar, it's not too bad, right? And go ask, ask Mark, and he probably give me a dollar. I said, here's my genius plan. I go, if I can ask 1 million people for $1, I'll make $1 million. Right? Everybody ever think like that? I go, if I can ask $1 for 1 million people, I'll make $1 million. better yet, but if I think this way, like, what if I have $100 value worth of service or worth of product, and I can say, Mark, I have $100 value here, but for $1, you can have this $100 value. Would you be more than willing to give me a dollar right now, right? Because you're going to get $100 worth. And I go to Gabby here and say, $100 for $1, would you do? Yes, you will. And that's what, and then that's what I see. I go, we have a great membership product here. For $35.95, you can go out there and have $1,000 in will right away. And unlimited consultation, that's like a couple more $1,000. So for $35 you invest or you protect your family, you get a big value back in return. It's the same concept. Now instead of asking one person $1, provide them a service that's worth more than $35.95, and you win every time. Who win? The person, the consumer, who became a member of Legal Show. And because of the value that they are the one that has the most benefit out of it, guess what? Because you did that, you can create value for your family too. Yeah. So let's talk about the value here a little bit. We have 1.4 million members across the country. And we're not going to say, hey, is this going to work? It's already working. 1.4 million already have our membership already. Okay? So here we have a great product. So we need people to go out there and tell more people our service out there. And we need help. We are outmanned. We need people to go out there and share this. If you see the value in this, and share this. We're not asking, hey, go out there, here's where the opportunity for. You don't ask that, go, hey, quit what you do and come here. No, we say, do what you do and help us on the side and build up your fortune on the side and build up your, what if you can make an extra $500 a month? What would $500 a month do for you right now? What is $1,000 extra a month can do for you right now? What is $1,500 a month can do for you right now? Would it help pay for your debt a little bit? Would it take kind of some pressure off a little bit? Maybe a better vacation, maybe a different zip code for your house, maybe another $1,000 you can get, upgrade, do whatever you want to do, pay down your debts, right? What if we can show you a way to make extra $5 a month? And by just sharing our membership, that's what we do. In order to make money, you have to invest. I was sitting in my office, and I was looking when I say, well, what do I need to do, right? I go, I love this membership, what do I need to do? And they say, you have to be an associate. Okay, what do I have to do to be an associate? You have to invest $149, I go. And I'm thinking, $149, that's it? And I was looking at my wall, my office, and I look at my painting, I have a picture on the wall, I go, I was thinking in my head, that painting right there, I think I spent $300 on it. And I'm looking at this guy, this is a joke, right? $149 to be in business? Wait, hold on, okay. I asked him, do I have to go get a license? No. No license? Yes. I remember thinking, in the mortgage, you have to go out in real estate, right? You spend $1,000. I said, okay, that's good. Yeah. And I remember they said, well, what else do I get with this? Like, you have a website that's set up for you. Go, do I have to pay for that? Well, it's free for the first 9 days, and you can pay just a hosting fee. Go. I was thinking, I just have my guy set up my website for my company. It cost me $2,000, and I look over it, another $1,000 a month to network all my stuff together. You mean I get it for free, and then, you know, just pay $19.95 after that if I want to keep it. Yeah, I go, okay, this is getting better all the time. I better sign up now before they change their mind. That's my thought, you know. I go, it can't be $140. You can't even go out there. You go out there and try to print out even a brochure. Well, we already have that all set up. Just a brochure alone, you have a graphic designer set up to do a brochure, that's $1,000. And to print it alone, it's cost a lot of money. Do I have to do it with a brochure? No, we don't have one provided for you. Wow. At that point, I go, just give me the print work. I want to stop making money. And that, I look at it, $140 is a joke for me. My sister opened up a restaurant. Yeah, I mean, it's great, great value. My sister opened up a restaurant, Thai restaurant in Lakers Rico, Oregon. The sign that she has to be designed, this sign outside, right? Cost her $10,000. $10,000, okay? That's not even including the restaurant, nothing yet. $10,000 just for the sign. You know how much it costs to light up that sign every month? Another $200 every single month, monthly. So I look at this and go, this, as a business person, look at it and go, this is a no-brainer. Now let's talk about the money for a little bit. Well, we have all the systems been set up for 40 years now. We already have systems set up. You don't have to create your system. You just come in and follow a system. Think of it as a franchise already set up. You don't have to go out and create your own system. We already have a system already created for you. And all you have to do is follow a system. Now we have a live presentation. This is called a business briefing right here. A live presentation where you can just bring a guest in here and you can... Somebody up here will do a presentation and they will do all the work for you. You leverage the system. That's the system setup. Or you have the same exact presentation on a flipbook. I see. Can you see that flipbook? Can I see that? Or you can use this flipbook right here. I love this flipbook right here. And you can flip through it. It is the exact same presentation right here and just read. If you read word for word if you want, or you can dial a number, it will do the reading for you. Okay? So, get up back to you. And that's or phone calls. You can have a presentation on the phone if you want. So you don't want to talk right here, so you know, dial the number. Hey, listen to this. Or there's a website. You can send an email. Hey, can you check this out? Just let me know what you think, and follow up with them. Or you can send out a DVD for them. Just here. I don't know much, but here, just a DVD. A lot of information on here. Let me know what you think after that. So many things already set up. Well, the point is, and not only just here in Utah, but in Oregon, we have the same exact system going. If you go to Texas, the same system. Go to California, same system. And you can build across the country. And when I hear about that, I remember holding my mortgage company, and I go, in order for me to just do business in Oregon, I got to go take license, took test, and I had to be a loan officer for 3 years before I can get a license. And I want to so bad to expand to Washington. And they said, I have to go to take a test in Washington. So now I have another 3-4 months to go take a test and get things set up over there. And I have to have an office open up in Washington, just 2 states. And I want to do business in Arizona. So I have to fly in Arizona, take tests over there, and do more tests, costing like $10,000-$15,000. After a month, I have to shut it down. $15,000. And you tell me, all they have to do is go to my website and just sign up, and I can expand right away in Utah, in Canada, it doesn't matter where, across in North America, United States and Canada, and I can expand my business like that? Yes. Getting better all the time. $120, you know? So this is how you get paid. Okay, this is how you get paid. You get paid 3 ways. Number one, you go out there and just, you don't have to, just go out there and talk with somebody and just, you know, get paid. For example, when you come in $149, you start out as junior associate. Doesn't matter who you are, you come out and start a junior associate. I started a junior associate, everybody started a junior associate. Junior associate, you make $68. $34 front, $34 when you complete 3 membership. And then you move up to associate. And then, you know, you do more business, you move up to senior associate. Senior associate, well, associate make $103, senior associate $138, manager $172. Every time you go out there and talk, we share with somebody, as a manager, you make $172. Okay, I don't know, many people out there right now don't even come home after 8 hours of their work, don't come home with $172. Okay, We can go out here. You can bring somebody here with one hour or 45 minutes or 50 minutes. Sign somebody up. If you're a manager, you make $172. If you're a director, it's $207. If you're an executive director, you make $252. At executive director level, or even at the director level, 207, you do a 5 of those a month, that's $1,000 in value right there. $1,000. Or even at the associate level, you do 5 of that, that's $500 extra. Pay for your gas. That's my thought in the beginning. I go, you know, I just refer 5 people to these guys. I'll make $500, pay for my gas. I'm good. I'm doing my job. I'm running my mortgage company. $500, that's how much I was paying for gas. $500 a month. So that's one way of getting paid. So you go $34 to $252. Now here's the cool part. Let's say I go and talk to my friend. And my friend Mike here, Mark here, he goes, hey, I like this. I have another buddy I want to sign up. So Mark, can you stand up, Mark? And you can, I show you the business. You go, you like it? You come on board, sign you up. I make $68. Let's say I'm an associate now, right? For example, I make how much? I make $103, right? But because you have a buddy that you want to sign up, you go sign up your brother, for example, and, you know, brother sign up, you make how much? You make like $68. But the company will give me $34. Okay? So if you do five business, let's say you're an associate. You're an associate. I work for you, okay? You come to me and say, right? You're an associate. You go out and sign 5 membership. How much you make? $500. I go out and sign up 5 membership and associate. I make some money, right? But the point is, I make some money at $68 per membership, but the company will pay you the $34 per membership. Now, for easy math, if I sign up 10 membership, I make $680 as an associate. You will make $340. Okay? Now, and that's the stand right there, okay? You talk to me and you got it, right? And Gabby here, and now you know Gabby, for example. You're an associate. Gabby, come to me. Can you set up Gabby? And Gabby go out there and did the same thing. I did 10 business. You make $349. Gabby go out there, and now Gabby fired somebody, and Gabby makes $340 too. $68 per membership. You sign up 10, that's $600. How much you make? $340. $340 for me, $340 for her. So four of us just do that all the way. You make $600, and you have a full-time job. You have a full-time job. And you do, let's say you do 10 yourself. That's an extra $1,000, and plus the $300 from us. And let's say now you have Liz over here. Liz, can you stand up, please? Liz over here. Now Liz also come in. You associate. You make you do 10 business. Guess what? That's like $680 extra in your pocket. You also get $340. That's $1,000 right there, right? About $1,000. And you were working, and you just maybe you've been working that month. Maybe you didn't even write any business, but you still make $1,000 because three of us went out and 10 business, right? You can sit down now. Thank you. Now, think about this. I don't have a calculator right here, but think about this. That's $1,000, right? You can do that, right? $1,000. But think about this. Let's say you are a real estate investor. You go out and buy a house right now. And you somehow, this house is a 3-bedroom, 2-bath house, maybe costs $200,000, okay? Something like that, $200,000. Between $200,000, I talked with Mr. Hall yesterday, is $150,000 to $300,000, right? So let's say it's $200,000. At $200,000, and you decide to rent this house out. For a 3-bedroom, 2-bath house, let's say you can rent out for $1,000, okay? Now, that house is spitting out $1,000 in income for you every single month, right? Because it's a rental house. Over here, Mark has 3 people doing 10 business, is spending out $1,000 every single month also. Okay, so you got $1,000 here, you got $1,000 here, is that different? Well, the dollar is the same thing, $1,000 and $1,000, it's the same thing. As you're concerned, you're the same thing, right? It's generating income no matter what. But how much money you have to come up right here? $200,000 cash, to be able to have a cash flow of $1,000, right? Cash. Now, let me ask you this. How many people have $200,000 cash right now in your account to go out and buy a rental house? How many people? Raise your hand if you have that. Well, you don't have to raise your hand. $200,000 cash, you should write a check, boom. And then now you can generate that money coming in every single month. Or, if you don't, the other option is go out there and find 3 people, Each of them write three business at the beginning. I'm talking about beginning level, not even talking direct level. Beginning level, and you can have the same amount. Which is easier? 200,000. How much can you save right now to make? Let's say you see yourself saving 200,000 5 years from now, cash. And some of you I don't want to insult anybody, but some of you are working for 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, 30 years, and don't have 200,000 just laying around. Because why? We are working just to survive every single month. Every single month. Is your good future going to be better 5 months from now if you continue to do what you do? You see yourself doing that? Or you have to change it and do something else from instead, right? And that's why it's so powerful, the comp plan here. I'm talking about just the beginning level. What if you get to the direct level? And now, instead of one house, let's say just for example, as a junior associate, right? You have three times now, there's like four houses at the direct level. If you're a director right now, you can go out and have 10 people, the junior associate, write 10 business. That's four houses. That's $1 million almost. $800,000 in value you just created as a director. Yeah. And all you have to do is invest $400,000 and you have the ability to create a multi-million-dollar operation. So that's one way you can pay. The second way you can pay. And the beautiful part is that let's just say Mark again, right? Mark, Gabby, and Liz, and myself. Now, Mark, maybe I sign up. Let's say I'm in Oregon, I sign up. You know me, and you know, let's say you just call me up and say, I sign up. I like service, sign up. I sign up. Now, you probably don't know my friend, right? Because you barely know me. You probably don't know any of my friends. I might have, what if I have a buddy? And that buddy, you definitely don't know that guy, right? Let's say I have John, my friend here. And you don't know John, and John don't know you, but I'm going to sell my membership to John, and you're going to get paid. John came to business. He might have an aunt in Arizona. You definitely don't know his aunt in Arizona, but John marketed a membership to his aunt in Arizona. You definitely don't know her, but they're still going to pay you anyway. Is that okay? Now, somebody you don't know, market a membership to somebody you don't know, and you get paid for it. And you can't even stop it because you don't know when it's going to happen. You don't. You can't stop it. You wake up in the morning, you check coming into your account, go, what happened? Who's this? Well, I don't know. You cash it, right? Wouldn't you? What if that aunt has her friend in British Columbia, in Canada, another country, and she market a membership to somebody who you don't know? Will you get mad at her for doing that? No, right? Will you take the money? You know, that's exactly what happened to me. Exact story like that. I recruit somebody who knows somebody who knows somebody in Arizona, have somebody in British Columbia, and now I'm getting paid $1,000 a month, every single month, from Canadian money coming in. I took a picture of it. Canadian money coming in every single month for a couple of years now, it was like $27,000 now, every month. Somebody I don't know in Canada, I never been known, yeah, I mean, for the business, I visit, but I never know anybody. After 2 months, I get excited. That's how I get a ticket. I went up. I said, I'm going to go meet these people who's generating some income here. I'm going to say thank you. I'm going to come back home. I went up there, shook their hand, thank you, did some drinks, come back home. Finally, I met somebody who's generating income. But now that people in Canada know somebody in New York, and now I'm getting money from the East Coast, and while I'm sleeping, I'm like, I'm not waking up yet, right? And let's say it was 9 o'clock in the East, I'm 6 a.m., you're still sleeping, and they write business over there. And even if I wanted to, I can't even get mad. I can't even get, hey, stop writing because I don't want to know what they're going to do. And I was still going to get paid. Isn't that amazing? Don't you think that guy in New York might know somebody in Texas now? Or that guy in Texas might know somebody in Washington? Or even Utah? And somebody in Utah might know somebody. How many people in Utah here know somebody in Portland? In Oregon? Look at this. Now, if my business come back in Oregon, it could be my next door neighbor for, I don't know, right? I'm still going to get paid. And that's the business model we run. And that's the two ways we get paid, right? And third way is, this is where it gets good, okay? The residual income, 1 to 18%. You get 1 to 18% for any business you write. The person that signed me up in January 30th, 2008, he was a director, I believe, He got paid $207 that year. $207 that year, right? He was so shy, he brought somebody else to do the presentation for me. Yeah, and he was in the corner, and this guy do all the answer, all the answering the question and all that stuff, and I signed up. He got paid $207 for something he didn't even do. He was shy. If you haven't noticed, I'm 39 years old. Yeah, I hopefully live pretty long time. Let's say at least be 100 years old. Just, you know, it's okay, right? Okay to say? I talked with Mike yesterday. He wanted to live to be 125. I say I live to be 100 years old. That guy right there took about 45 minutes of his time in lunchtime, signed me up. He got paid $207 that first year, got paid the last 3 years, continued to get paid for receiving income, and will continue to get paid because I love this membership. Hopefully, let's say 100 years old. I'm 39 right now. So that's another 61 years. He will continue to get paid for the next 61 years for something he didn't even do, something he just invited people in, and somebody did the presentation. Because I love the membership, I will keep it for that long, and I'll pass it on my kids. The next 61 years, he will continue to get paid on that. Think about that. Yeah. That's how you get your income. What if you have 3 of me? What if you have 10 of me? What if you have 1,000 of me? What if you have 5,000 of me? What if a 10,000 membership over the year he write up? And there's more ways to get paid of this, okay? I'm not going to go through all of them, and I'm running out, I'm behind a little here, but, and you can talk about how the event, it's pretty easy, you know, where I sign up 3 people, if within 30 days, you move up to the rank right away, okay? And you help other people do the same thing. I'm going to talk more into in the second part, but, you know, this is how you advance. You have to write 5 membership within the next 30 days. When you sign up, become an associate, you can get paid anywhere from $340, $45, or you can sign up, 3 membership and 1 become an associate, that's $207. How much you invest? $149. If you can't do that, the rest is all profit from here on out. I don't know how my sister spent $250,000 on a restaurant. I mean, it's a successful restaurant. But you know how much it takes to recoup that $252,000 investment she made? You know how many dishes of pot ties you have to sell, or how many rice dishes you have to sell to make $250,000? And on top of that, you have to pay her employees, the lease alone is a ton of money, right? Just every month. Over here, you can come in and work on your own. And while you are doing your full-time job, you can do this on a part-time basis and build your fortune that way. Take as long as you want. Take as fast as you want. I don't care. Do something and do something to generate income, right? Monthly expense trip and stuff like that. Now, we pay over $1 billion already. It's not like whether it's going to work or not, but we already paid money out to associate for the last decade, about $1 billion. There's many people making money with us. But here's the thing. The timing is just amazing. Okay? History already has been made. I'll show you something. History already been made. Legal concept is not something new. We didn't create a legal concept. It's been around for a long, long time. In Europe, it's been around for over 100 years now, since 1907. And it took them a while. It took a while. This history already made. This is a history, okay? This is not like projection or something like that. This has already been made. For 40 years, a company, ARAC, I think it was called, and they take 40 years building up this concept about, hey, this legal concept, just like exactly the concept we do. And for 40 years, we're like, oh, it's going to work. Why would I prepay for something like that? Oh, yeah. And for 40 years, take them to hit about 2% market penetration. 40 years, okay? And after 30, 40 years, it started catching on because the neighbors started having it, all started having it. Now, remember, this is, I couldn't read the year here. It's 1963, okay? Well, 30, 40 years, it built up to 1963. So that means it's already happened already. When it hit 2% market penetration, you know what happened after that in Europe? This is what happened. And they say it's not going to work, right? 40 years. Now, I'm sorry, guys. History would have maybe already missed that opportunity. Sorry. Well, 1972 until now, 2012. That's about 39, 40 years. We are at, right now, our company, Legal Shield, That's about 2% market penetration. 2%, 2-3%. Some state at 3%. Okay? And people say it doesn't work. Mr. Stone Cypher found this company in 1970. Build it. It's not going to work. And that's what. Not going to work. And now, right now, 2008, it's 2% market penetration. History made already. What's done in Europe has been done. This is not history. You missed that one, right? But this is what I call history repeating itself. You have an opportunity right now to capture. You cannot be in a better position right now to position yourself in front of a trend. What if this were to happen? I can't tell you it's going to happen. I feel that if it happened in Europe, it happened right here, it can happen. If we live in the most litigious society in the out of the whole world, we have the most expensive, the most, everything is right here. If that happened, you are in a position. I mean, you can look back 5-10 years from now, and you can say, I remember this Asian guy came in the marketplace and talk about this, and I was there. 10 years ago, I was there. I saw it. I didn't believe him. Don't let that happen to you. It's not about me. It's about history making and the timing. We're talking about business. The timing could not be any better. So make sure you thank, if you're a guest tonight, today, make sure you thank the person that brought you here. Okay? Just thank them. Say, thank you for giving me information. Thank you for inviting me out here to see this thing. Just thank them. Because you never know. What if you become part of that and take advantage of that? That's opportunity and knocking. So, knocking on your door. All right. So at this time, I think we have some people in the local market area here want to come up and share some stories about, quick stories about what's happening here in the marketplace. If you know who you are, please give them a hand, guys. Welcome up.
My name is Kate Burns, and I've been with the company for about 2.5 years. When I was introduced to the information about 2.5 years ago, I had a full-time job, and I was also going to school full-time, so I didn't have a whole lot of time. I did get started working with the company on a very part-time basis, though, putting in about an hour or two per day. And just in my first 3 months working the business, an hour or two per day, I made an extra $9,700, which was way more than what my 40-hour week work schedule was paying me. So at that point, I decided to walk away from corporate America. And it's been now about 2 years since I've been working from home on my own time, setting up my own schedule. I absolutely love the time freedom that we get with this company.
My name is Travis Anderson. Before Legal Shield, I was actually a 19-year-old college student going to the University of Utah. At the same time, I also had a full-time job in construction. And construction is one of those jobs, feast or famine, so I was looking for something else. Got started very part-time. After about 6 months, I was making as much as my full-time job was paying me a couple years later. Went ahead and transitioned full-time. It's amazing to be able to wake up every morning next to my beautiful wife and not have to go to a JLB. So I'm here for life.
I'm Deanne DeBell, and I've always been in the legal industry, many years as a court reporter. So when my neighbor around the corner showed me this membership, it made sense, and I knew that everyone in America needed it. And I was doing okay as a court reporter, but I had to keep going to do another job to make more money. So when I saw the override and residual income in the compensation plan, I was in. I love this business.
My name is Ryan Burns. I got started working with the company about 4 years ago, and my intention was just to try to make a little extra money to cover some credit card bills and my car payment and things. But what happened for me was 4 months in, it was paying me more doing this part-time than my full-time job. 6 months in, I quit that full-time job. Our first full year, we made $68,000, and half of that year was part-time, and we've had much better years since, and I just absolutely love the company.
Good morning. My name is Dave Hall. My background is I don't have a high school diploma or GED. Did manual labor jobs
up until the age of 28 when I was introduced to this company, and we started very part-time, 5-10 hours a week around our full-time work schedules, but within a few months it was paying us more than our job. So we went full-time with Legal Shield. After our second year, it was paying us a six-figure income. Hasn't paid us less than six figures for the last 10 years in a row. It took us a little over 7 years to make $1 million in this company, which would have taken me 55 years at my previous place of employment that I hated going to work. So I love working from home.
All right. Here's the deal. January 30th, it'll be my fourth year anniversary. Legal Shield came in my life. I was doing great in the mortgage business, make tons of money, and then things started going down. At that time, I was like starting, I better prepare myself. I didn't think anything about Legal Shield in the beginning, and I just want to make an extra $500. I just make $500 to pay for a bill. It's great, when I first get my check, and I go, wow, this company really pays you. And from that, January 31st, 12 months later, they deposited about $107,000 in my account in 1 year period. And his first thought was, over here in my business, I'm paying $5,000 a month in lease, $60,000 employee, I have a couple employees, I have lease, $500 in lease, and all kind of insurance I have to pay. There 9 a.m, 9 at night, working. Over here, I make $100,000. What expense I have? Oh, I have no lease. I have no employees. And the corp that do all the payroll for me, do all the stuff for me, they go, wait a minute, it doesn't make any sense. Over here, I'm busting my butt over here, losing money, but yet over here, I'm making money. So in March 2009, I shut down my mortgage company, and I do this full time now. And the time freedom, I cannot tell you the time freedom. I remember my kids waking up. My kids already left for school, and when I go to work, I come back home. I see all these pictures that my kids draw for me, like the dinosaur and shark and something like that. And I go, and I kind of wonder, did they really do that? Because I never see them do it, right? I mean, I always see this picture, I go, oh, this is really good, but did you guys do that? It's a different, because when I walk away from that, it's like a big load off my back. Now I can watch them really do it. And if it was them, I was able to spend time with them. That cannot buy the time freedom. I cannot tell you enough. Even though I don't make the same kind of money I was making mortgage, but over here, the time freedom I buy back is worth more. That is a time that I cannot buy back for my kids. Now, I don't know where you're at today in your life or what your situation is. But let me ask you this. I mean, what have you been doing for the last 5 years? Is it getting where you want to go? Is it getting that car that you want to drive? Is it getting that house you want to live in? Is it giving you that dream vacation that you want? And then you look at bank account, is it where I want to be? If you don't do anything different, next 5 years is going to be about the same or worse. Worse, because why? You're going to lose an extra 5 years of your life. Extra 5 years of your life that you don't have. So, you have a full-time job or whatever you don't have right now, you consider a plan B. Okay, this can be a plan B. Your plan A is your job. Your plan B is extra $5 a month. Maybe it could be extra $1,000 a month. Extra $5,000 a month. Or extra $10,000 a month. Whatever you want. Buy back your time. Because if you don't do anything different, you're gonna 5 years later, you're gonna get the same thing. Exact same thing you get. Because if you don't change something, it's gonna be the exact same thing. So, the timing is great, the company is solid, the business system is perfect, and the membership makes so much sense. Now, all you have to do is work the system and work it with all your heart. And then guess what? You can change your direction, your future from here on out. With that, I want to thank you. And I want to tell you this, the second half of the training, I'm going to come up here and share with you how I built my philosophy about business, how I built, and I'm going to lay it out for you. And if you're a guest today, become an associate, and then you can attend. What if you can make an extra $1,000 a month with us? You can take what I learned, and you can apply it to your business. Okay? Thank you so much, and we'll see you in a little bit.
All right. You guys know we're in for a good training with a briefing like that. Just a couple quick notes. Mr. Kampfillewong has a plane to catch that means right when he's done with his training, he's going to be out the door and gone. If you would like to sign the book, you know what I'm talking about. We're going to have it back at the tool table. You're not going to have time to sign it afterwards. By the way, the new DVDs are in. They'll be back at the tool table while the book? Oh, at the front table. Okay. All right. We'll get it in here. And if you're a guest today, you'd like to stay for the training by Mr. Kampfillewong, to get a wristband to be able to stay for the entire thing, all you need to do is turn in a filled out associate application that says, hey, I'm serious about my future, and we'll exchange that for a free ticket to the second half of today. So, with that said, let's take a 10-minute break, and we'll see you guys back here in about 10 minutes.
Decide to conquer, decide to came to win.